So I don't know if everyone's heard something that the Live Original team is so excited about right now. We started last year the LO Box, and you may be thinking, what in the world is in an LO Box? Well, the LO Box is just the Live Original Bible Study Box, and it has everything that you need to equip you to lead a Bible study right where you're at in your own home. We have everything from the actual Bible study itself that I wrote on Bold Confidence to recipes for what to cook for your girls. We also have fun activities and so many more things that partners have sent in. And so if you are interested at all in being a leader, go to liveoriginal.com and look into the LO Box. What's up, fam? Welcome to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Okay, today I am super excited. I know I say that every week, but this time it's just really special because this girl has started something that has really made an impact on my life and moved me in several different ways. I'm sure you've actually probably seen me do YouTube videos on giving keys and I posted about them, but today we're actually going to get to talk to Caitlin Crosby, who's behind it all. So Caitlin, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Yes, we're so excited to have you. Seriously, it just means a lot that you're giving us some of your time and your advice. And so with that being said, we'll jump right in into the question of all questions of this podcast. And it's, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Oh, I love that so much. So it would definitely be that to take all of your so-called flaws and imperfections, those are all the things that make you you. And maybe sometimes you would feel insecure about those things because it's not quote unquote perfect, or, you know, maybe you're comparing yourself to other people, but those are the most incredible, precious, perfect things about you that makes you one of a kind and special. And those are the things, those quote, those so-called flaws and imperfections that make your calling and your vision and what you're supposed to do here on this earth so special. And you can do something that other people can't do, that no one else can do. So you're the only you that's ever going to be here. So so basically all those flaws and imperfections, like, own those things and embrace those things and try to change your perspective to love those things, because perfect is boring. Like, there's so many people that fit in this perfect box, but, like, you know, I mean, like, yeah, it's boring. Like, all the things, like, uniqueness is cool and interesting. And, you know, those are the things that start revolutions and start movements, or something that's a little, like, off, that hasn't been around yet.
That's so good. I just want to see that, like, in big, bold letters. Perfect is boring. You're so right. And that's so good because, like, I think one of the biggest things that our generation, not even just our generation, but kind of just in the world that we live in, we struggle with comparison. And with that, it creates this, like, image that everybody's trying to obtain. And it's like, man, if everybody would just start to just tap into the creation that they are, it would be an absolutely exciting, and, like, every day would be like, man, what's today going to bring? What's today going to come up with? Instead of this, like, everybody going down the same pattern, in a sense. And, I mean, you've done that beautifully. Seriously, that's an amazing piece of advice. And how old are you?
Oh, I'm kind of old. I mean, I still feel like I literally feel like I'm probably 24 or 27, but I'm actually 36.
You're 36. That is not old. Are you crazy? That's actually hilarious. I follow you on Instagram. I really would have thought you were like 25, but hey, that is, you are so beautiful. 36, that is young. You're crazy. But I just, I say it to say, like, it's so inspiring because I feel like everybody your age, younger, and even older, really, but especially younger, they need to hear that embrace your flaws. And I think that every thing that makes you original, that has gotten you to where you are at 36, I think the reason I wanted to know your age is because it shows where that's taken you on that path, because what you've done and created is something that the world hadn't yet seen. And that's what happens when you tap into the part of you that nobody else has. And so I would love for you to tell the story on just maybe how the Giving Key got started and what that just how it was birthed, because it's so incredible.
For sure. So before I did the Giving Keys, I grew up doing some acting and some music. And so I was touring a bunch, and I had my first album was called, this was in 2008. So this was like 10 years ago. And I had an album called Flaws. Mm. And I remember I came home from an audition one day for acting, and I just felt like so like torn apart and, you know, like just like insecure and all the things that we sometimes feel. And I remember I wrote the whole song in one sitting, and I just like cried and the whole song came out. But it was like such a good, you know, I was just thinking about how no matter what, like all my different imperfections, like with all my flaws, like God still loves me. And those are the things, that make me unique and special. Then I had another song called Imperfect is the New Perfect. And so I was really into this topic. So at my merchandise stand, you know, when you sell, where you sell your CDs and t-shirts and keychains and all that kind of stuff, I had like everything said Love Your Flaws on it. And so I started a website with the actress Brie Larson, who's going to be the new Captain Marvel coming out. Okay, she won the Academy Award last year for Best Actress. And so we started loveyourflaws.com and with a Z, and went around and took thousands of pictures of people holding up signs that said like, my acne is hot, you know, my cellulite is sexy, and like my cankles are cool, and like my scar saved my life, or my chemo fried hair is beautiful. And I got so obsessed with the subject. So then I was in New York passing through on tour, and the hotel key was an actual real big key, and I thought it was cool, so I put it around my necklace. And when I was at a locksmith one day getting keys made like you do at a locksmith, and I was like, oh, do you have letters by any chance? Can you engrave Love Your Flaws on this key? And so he's like, okay, weirdo. And then so then I saw all these other used old keys on the side that were like he was going to throw away or something. I was like, oh, can I buy those from you? And can you also engrave Hope, Love, Faith, Dream, Believe, Fearless, Let Go, Breathe on those? Like, how much would you charge me? So he's like, I'll do $8 each. So it was $3. No, no, it was like $5 per key, and then $3 to engrave it, or vice versa. And then I went to bead stores and bought chains, and I started making jewelry and bought wire cutters and this and that. And then I started selling them on tour, my music tour, and then they started selling out more than my CDs.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, okay, well, thanks for coming to the show and buying these freaking key necklaces. But I know people were really resonating with the words. So little by little came up with this pay it forward concept, like pass it on, like get your word that you need in your life, whatever you're going through, get a word that you can embrace, you know, and really hold on to as your daily reminder to get you through whatever you're going through. And like, you know, whatever your statement is. But then it's not just about us, right? It's not just about you. It's not just about us. So it's about, you know, there's so many people going through hard things too. So it kind of trains you to pass it on, to like keep your eyes open to someone else who you think needs it more than you. And then so I would tell people, like, pass it on to someone who you feel, you know, is going through a hard time, needs it more than you, and then tell them to pass it on. So then people started writing me the stories. So I was like, I should make a website. Made a website. And then I was like, okay, these are like changing people's lives. This is crazy. Yeah. Like, I want the money to go to charity. So then I met this young homeless couple in their early 20s, and they lived in a dumpster in a cardboard box, and they were so sweet. And I wasn't thinking about the Giving Keys at all. And I just took them to dinner this one night, and then I had my aha moment, and I was like, wait, you're the missing link to the Giving Keys. Do you guys want to be my business partners? And they said yes. Wow. So that's kind of how it started.
Oh my gosh.
And then now it's crazy. And then they saved up enough money, and I just like hustled like crazy to get them into stores. And then they saved up enough money, and they got their own apartment from the dumpster. And then now we've been able to employ over 100 people that are trying to transition out of homelessness.
No. Okay, that is so cool. I didn't even know that part. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like love this all even more now that I know like all this, because it's so cool. Cause like you could never plan like all of that out. Like no way. But it was cool.
Cause
along the way you're like, oh wait, that's cool. That makes sense. Yeah. People love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going with it. And like, I love the posture of like, I don't know, just like how flexible you are to just like roll with it. And it turned out to be the most beautiful thing. That's awesome. That's so cool.
You know what's interesting is that, like, I love that you even said that, like, that how flexible you were, like, and that is cool that you said that, but, like, just to be real with everybody, like, you know, sometimes there are certain dreams or things that you want in your life, and sometimes, like, it's maybe not meant to be, or, like, maybe that's not what God has for you, or whatever, maybe it's not, you know, what you're, you know, called to or whatever verbiage feels right to you. And I think it was more about like, yeah, okay, like this definitely wasn't the plan. Like, I didn't think this would be my life, but this is, you know, the doors like keep opening here, but the doors keep closing over here. And it wasn't easy. Like, it wasn't, you know, pain free or disappointment free. Like, I mean, I remember times where like I would like bawl my eyes out and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I my dreams aren't happening, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But I think like now looking back in hindsight, it's such a blessing because, I mean, I really, all I ever wanted to do with when I was doing acting and music was to help people. Like I always wanted to write songs. They would help people. And I always, you know, even when I was doing acting, like I remember I'd be on sets and I was like, always like, you know, helping all the actors, whatever they're going through. And they're like doing drugs backstage and in their trailers. And I'm like in there praying over them. Wow. So it's like, I think I always like wanted to do that. It just doesn't. So now I am doing it, but it's just in a different, in a different box than I thought, which it's great because it's very humbling. Like, we're not in control of so many things that we think we can, you know, work really hard and make this happen, which sometimes you can, but then sometimes it's really just not, you know, meant to be, and something else is.
Wow, that's so cool. It's really cool too, because all of this goes with like your first piece of advice, which was like embrace those things that kind of make you different, the things that are your flaws or maybe the things that you struggle with, but also the things that just make you you. And I think to look at your story and think like something like acting and singing, it's something that so many people pursue, but what you were able to do is kind of tap into that uniqueness of, well, really, this is what I love to do, but I really love to help people. And so taking the uniqueness of who you are and loving to help people with the gift of acting and singing and being able to write and then seeing what that created, that's what makes it so new and beautiful. And it's like, I feel like that can inspire every single person who's listening, because look at the thing that you love to do in your life. Maybe it's something that's common that a lot of people like to do. Now, like, tap into the uniqueness of why you're doing what you're doing, because if you can tap into why you're doing what you're doing, you can create a lot more than just the typical maybe position, or maybe it was for the success or whatever. It's actually going to be for the world to become a better place, you know?
And
that's just totally. So cool. I am like so inspired.
I was going to say how I was vamping up what you're saying. I love so much what you said. And also thinking about how cool the symbolism is of how just like us and our uniqueness and imperfections, like just like keys, like at the beginning, it kind of tied into the loving your flaws. I was like, pick a key. Like, these keys are old and used and have flaws on them, are imperfect. Wow. Like they have stories attached to them. And so get one that reminds you that you're one of a kind, just like this key. And I think, so there's like that symbolism, to like remind you that it's okay to be different. And it's such a great conversation starter. Like, what is that key? Like, what is the story behind it? Like, blah, blah, blah. So that's really cool, because it really like produces human connection with each other. But then another thing, I think, like back to the original question, advice, like some of the things that sometimes I had felt and even still do sometimes feel insecure about, like, oh, I'm not like this perfect like business like, I didn't go to business school, and you know, I don't know how to be a boss, or I don't know how to do this or that or whatever, like, again, another like imperfection, but like because I am so kind of like creative and emotional, like being creative sometimes comes with being emotional and like, but that came up with the concept of giving keys. But it's like, sometimes you have to take the good with the bad. Like, I'm great. Like, I have to switch my perspective from like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm not this like perfect collared shirt boss person that went to like Stanford Business School, but like maybe someone that went there and took social entrepreneur classes like wouldn't have come up with the giving keys, because they're not as emotional as I am. And I am so emotional that like I feel other people's pain so much, and which is like why I probably came up with like, you have a bleeding heart, I have a bleeding heart, you have a bleeding heart, oh, and let me give you my key, like, and let's make that a thing. But like, if you went to business school and got perfect straight A's, probably you wouldn't come up with that, because you're not very emotional.
That's so true. No, that's so good. I feel like I can relate to that so much, because I've always been like, I like love stories and I love to tell stories, and I can be like a dramatic storyteller, which always was something that was just kind of funny. But now to like speak and inspire people, I tell Bible stories super dramatically and like super like, because I genuinely love it. And then you think like, man, you know what? That actually worked. Like, I didn't get to go to Bible school, but something that God gave me, which was to be a storyteller, it's working. And like for you, it might be emotional and you might be creative, but man, look what it created and look what came out of that. So that's so awesome. I love how, like, you know, a lot of times we talk about like the world going in a certain way and it's like a negative direction, but also the world's going in such a positive direction, in the sense that people, there's so many people preaching like, be who you are. And there's also such an openness and like a welcoming to whatever you create and whatever happens. And like, girl, the giving keys have like taken the world. I can't even tell you how many keys I've given away in other countries. Like I'm thinking right now, I've given one in Moldova. I remember giving one in Uganda. I gave one in Dominican. And so it's just so cool.
Gosh, yes, that is, oh my gosh,
the kids. So cool. It's so cool. I remember every face I gave one to, and I mean, literally so many in America, but that just, it's so cool because you just think about that, that I remember the key I gave to each person because it was something that at the time I was going through, and then gave it to them, got a translator to translate, and I've, you know, seen one of them since, and she had her key on, and you just, I mean, it's literally impacting the world, and that's what happens whenever, you know, you tap into the uniqueness and own who you are. And so I'm just like, I'm so inspired by you. I am so excited that you got to share that with everybody, because I feel like so many people probably love the giving key. They probably have a giving key on their neck right now, but they don't even know the inspiration and all the things behind it. And so my hope for everybody is that they would tap into those things that make you unique, and also that you would get a giving key, go get your word and think about it. Actually, like, do the steps that Caitlin's talking about, like, what actually matters to you? What does it actually mean to you to put a word on your life and then bless somebody else in it? Because I'm telling you, it has changed so many people's lives. It goes so much further than just a key with a word. And so thank you, Caitlin, for sharing the backstory and your heart and all the advice that you gave. You are really amazing.
Oh, ditto. Thank you so much for helping us spread the word and helping us end homelessness, because honestly, the more products we sell, the more jobs we can create and the more people we can try to get off the street. So it's really because you and like people like you that are buying them that we're able to do it. So it's really, thank y'all.
That's so cool. Seriously, so cool. Well, you're awesome, girl. Thank you so much.
You too. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, girly, what's up?
Hey, mama, nothing much. What are you doing?
I'm headed to Fiesta for a smoothie.
Fiesta Nutrition Center. That's a little plug. That's awesome. Okay, well, are you ready to answer some whoa, that's good, whoa, that's bad advice?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the first piece of advice I am, like, totally not cool with, but we'll see what you think. Leaders don't have bad days.
What? That's really bad advice.
That's not even
everyone
just bad.
Everyone has bad days. Everybody has bad days.
That sounds like, everybody has those days. Everybody makes mistakes. But really, like, that's not even just bad advice. That's just, like, a lie.
I was actually thinking that, but I wasn't going to go for trying to sing it because, you know.
Because remember that time me and my friends walked in the house and we heard you in your room singing Miley Cyrus The Climb while watching the Miley Cyrus movie, and we never let you live it down?
I remember that. I thought I was home alone.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, that's not even just bad advice. That's just a lie. If anybody tells you they've never had a bad day, then I just don't know.
I actually heard a leader say recently something like, I never make a break a promise to myself. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, that's to say that you never break a promise. I mean, I broke a promise to myself this morning when I said I was going to wake up at like 6:30 and I woke up at 8.
Same.
You know, we let ourselves down. We don't, we have bad days. We have days when we're just like, in a funk, and we got to get ourselves out of it. Yeah. And that's true for everybody, leaders, everybody.
Yep. Everybody said they're not going to eat the whole bag of popcorn, and the next thing they know, it's all gone. It happens.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Next piece of advice. I think this is really good. It says, chop your own wood, and it will warm you twice.
That's a good one. I like it.
You kind of have to think about it for a minute, but like,
yeah,
if you do the work, and then you get the benefit from the work, then you're getting to
enjoy the benefits of the work.
Yeah.
Very good advice.
That's good.
Things that come from hard work, actually, you appreciate them more and you enjoy them more.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good one.
Okay, now I actually just need your advice on a personal thing for me. So I've been thinking about, every time I listen to the podcast, you know how like people have like sound effects and sometimes it's like a horn and it's like do 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 or whatever? Like I really want like a little person that says, whoa, that's good. Like after somebody says that. Isn't that funny? Wouldn't that be
so funny? Yes, you need one.
Okay.
We should get Will to like make it on his thing or something. Like,
that would be so, Will would say so good. Whoa, that's good. Like, can we please? Okay, I'm actually asking you that, Mom, but I'm actually also asking everyone that's listening, what do you think if we had somebody in the background, like a button we pressed that said, whoa, that's good, and whose voice should it be? Are we thinking like Morgan Freeman, or are we thinking like a Will Robertson? Because one's a little easier to get.
I mean, if you can get Morgan Freeman, go for it, but, you know, if not, there are other options.
Oh my gosh.
Or you should make it a contest where like people have to send in a word that's good.
That would be so good.
That's one you're gonna use.
Yes. Okay, everybody. You heard it on this conversation with me and my mom. Everybody send in your best. Whoa, that's good. Sound effect, and we'll see what we go with. Mom, I think this phone call got us places. Higher spaces, higher places. Let's go.
That's right.
All right. Love you.
Love you, baby. Bye.
Hey, yo. All right. So who out there has not heard of FabFitFun? If you don't already know what it is, it's a seasonal box and it is absolutely amazing. It has full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products, and their spring box is heading your way, and we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get it. Don't miss out on this epic box because they sell out super fast, so go to www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's WHOA10, so that you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. And again, that's fabfitfun.com. Use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. Whoa, that's good. Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, Sadie Rob, and follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.